VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English and speaking skills. My name is Hubert, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. Edgar Allan Poe. Have any of you guys ever watched Inception? For those who haven't, it's a film about dreams versus reality. What is reality? What is a dream? Are we just basing reality on feelings? Dreams can feel real too. It's an interesting thing to think about. Hi, it's Hubert with Pronunciation Challenge, and today's episode we're talking about lucid dreaming. What is lucid dreaming, you may ask? It's a dream in which the dreamer is aware they are dreaming and can sometimes even control the dream itself. This video gives you tips on how to control lucid dreaming. Watch the video to find out how and come back to me for the featured sentence. Today's featured sentence. Keeping the journal improves your ability to recall dreams and helps facilitate lucidity. I'll say that again. Keeping the journal improves your ability to recall dreams and helps facilitate lucidity. Okay, now time for the pronunciation tips. First word, ability. Four syllables. A has the short U sound. B has the short I sound. L has the short U sound. And T. But if you want to go with the North American accent, then go with D instead of T. Ability. Next word, facilitate. Four syllables. F has the short U sound. S has the short I sound. L has the short U sound. And tate. Say the word eight, but with a T in front. Facilitate. And our last one for pronunciation would be lucidity. Four syllables. Lu has the long double O sound. S has a short I sound. D has a short U sound. And T. If you wanted to sound North American, I suggest you go with D instead of T. Lucidity. Moving on to vocabulary. The first word is ability. Definition, the physical or mental power or skill needed to do something. Used in a sentence, you could say, there's no doubting her ability. Next word, facilitate. Definition, to make something possible or easier. Used in a sentence, you could say, the new ramp will facilitate the entry of wheelchairs. And lastly, lucid. Definition, clearly expressed and easy to understand, or of a person thinking or speaking clearly. Used in a sentence, you can say, the drugs she's taking make her drowsy and confused, but there are times when she's quite lucid. Does anyone remember any of the tips mentioned in the video? I'll freshen up your memory. Mild. M for mnemonically, which means relating to, assisting, or intended to assist the memory. The M is silent for pronunciation. I for induced, which means to succeed in persuading or leading someone to do something. L for lucid, which we just learned, and D for dreams. Remember to check your watches or any clocks to see if time is actually moving. In the movie Inception, they used the spinning top to see if they were in a dream or not. Can you imagine controlling your dreams and being Superman? Sounds fun to me. Record your recordings, people, but also let me know if any of you have ever tried this technique before. I'll be very interested to hear about your experiences. Okay, guys, it's time for me to go, but if you want to say hi, you know what to do and drop by my Instagram at Hubert Tran. See ya!